Lama Nismacha, Parshas Mishpatim, La Parshas Truma, Zokta Beis Halevi. Because before you give a Truma, you want to give Tzedakah, you have to make sure it's Kosher Gelt. First, you have to learn all the halachas of Mishpatim to know if you take have Kosher Gelt. The Yikhuli Truma, Zokrashi Li Lishmi. What does it mean, Lishmi? I think the Chanukah Satayra, he says, Pshat, is in Chazal that to someone that doesn't give Truma, so it's Soifai, that his Isha is going to be a Soita. And then it comes to Mechikas Hashem. So, V'yikholi, if you'll give it, then it's Mataka for the shame of Hashem. By giving Truma, it's going to be Goyim that there won't be Mechikas Hashem. In the Akdoma, in the Shev Shmaitze, in the Akdoma, he says, Pshat and the Rashi, what does it mean, Lishmi? He says, because the MS it's modern, it says V'yikholi Truma. It should really be V'yitnuli Truma. What's the Yikholi Truma? So the Alshech says, Pshat, the Shev Shmaitze brings that the Alshech says, Pshat, that Isaiah is a sugyan kedushin of Zion of Adam Choshev. That by Adam Choshev, by giving to the Adam Choshev, you're getting. So Avada by HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, if it's the Yikhu, when you're giving Truma, you're really taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that there's Kabbalah, Azoivi the Muslim of Kabbalah to Adam Choshev. But there's a Tanai. There's a Tanai that by the din of Adam Choshev, stating the Ran, and the Bach brings the Ladino and Simon Kuf Tzadi, that it's only if you give a matana gemura. Matana al-manas lahachzir doesn't apply the hanah of Adam Choshev. The hanah of Adam Choshev is only when you give a matana gemura. By Bazoi, the only time that you can say v'yikhu li truma, and it's honestly taka v'yikhu that you're taking and not giving, is if you give it lishma. If a person gives truma al-manas yichye b'ni, al-manas, that's already al-manas lahachzir, you want something back. That's not fully v'yikhu. You won't have the hanah of Adam Choshev. The Hanor of Adam Choshev is only if you give it Ba'if and Mukhlat. Then it could be called V'yikhuli Truma. Rashi says Yud Gimel Dvarim Ha'amurim Kan are all for the Melechas HaMishkan or for the Big Day Kahuna. So the Mefarshim asks that if you count out all the Pirat HaDvarim, there's 15, not 13. So there's various Pshatim, either Tcheles Argoman and Tehilas Shani is considered one because it's all Semer. Or maybe Avni Shoyim and Avni Meluyim Bechlal is not in the Cheshbon. It says Hanasiyah maybe that one shot, it means that Anonim brought it. That means Klal Yisrael wasn't Matriach, and that's why it's not in the Cheshbon. The Eirachayim the Emes says that's why it's at the end. The Pashtas were going in the Seder of the Cheshivas. Zov Ketzef and Choshes, and it goes all the way in the order of Cheshivas. Why does it say the Avni Meluyim and the Avni Shoyim all the way at the end? Zov Eirachayim, because even though it's mamish very yokar, but it doesn't have chashivas because they didn't give it. It was rather came ayidei danon. The yikhuli truma, the midah beinoness of truma is echad mechamishim. Zokta balaturim that truma is echad mechamishim because the mishkan was beemes 1/50th the size of the makam hamikdash. The mishkan was 50 by 100, which is 5,000 amos, and the makam hamikdash, the arabayis, is 500 amos by 500 amos, 250,000 square amos. That's 50 times more. So the Mishkan is a truma. It's an echad mechamishim of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Zov Kesef Nechoshes in the Oisius Rabbi Kiva, it's a Medrash, he says that the Rosh HaTevis of Zov Kesef and Nechoshes, there's different ways a person gives tzedakah. Zov is the Pshat, he says it's Rosh HaTevis Zeh HaNoisin Bori, someone that gives tzedakah even though he's healthy. Kesef is Kishiyesh Sakonas Pachad, when a person has a sakana, he wants to get tzedakah. Nechoshes is Rosh HaTevis Nesinas Choylesh Omer Tnu, that sometimes a person gives a tzedakah when he's a choyle, he does it because Amanash L'Kabal Pras. So I saw a part from Rav Zalman Sirotskin. He says, by the Mikdash and by the Mishkan, by the Nedav of the Mishkan, there can be various Madregas. Sometimes a person gave Zohar, he gave with a full kavana. Sometimes he only did it because of Kesef Nechoshes. By the Egel, it was Egel Hazov. For Averis, someone that's sick realizes, without coming back to the real Tiksovet, you have to go back to the Eivishter. In the Egel, it's only Egel Hazov. Oiris Tchoshim, Rashi says, Tchoshim, Min Chaya, V'lehoise El Lisho, V'harbe Gvonim Hoyulo, L'kach Metargim Sasgoinam, Shesos U'mispar B'Gvonim Shelo. It's a Gemara on Shabbos. Rashi says that the reason it's called the Targum says Sas Goyin is because it's Sos Umispar with its Gvonim. Sas Goyin, it's Misgoya in its colors. So the Shaila is, why does Rashi have to say Abshan in the Targum? The Targum, that's the word. Vasef is Punkta Rashi, touches up what's the beer behind the Abshan of the word. Sikha. So Rashi says, so the Pshat is, because the Tachash was something that was only L'sha. It really didn't exist, L'doyrus. I bezoi, there shouldn't be a word in Unklus for what Tachash is. Tachash is only something that was L'zman of the Midbar. How is there a word in Aramis for something that doesn't really exist? So Rashi, the Targum says a word which stands for something. Sosul is B'Poyer, B'Gvonim Shalom. Yes, Shemen Lamor. The Daskenim Bali Toysis has a kasha that L'chayra. We don't say that in the Nedavos of the Mishkan you have to bring Tsoin or Bokar. It doesn't say that you bring the Karbonis. It only talks about the things that are needed for building the Mishkan. It doesn't say about the animals that have to be brought and the Kemach that you need for Menachas. So what's that for Shemen Lamor? Why is the Shemen for the Menorah on the list? The Vaila, we're only asking for things that are necessary for the Etzim Tzuras HaMishkan. Zok the Daskenim, because Shemen Lamoyer and Besamim L'Ktoiris and things like that, that's not only stam like there's Avoida, there's Karbonois, and there's the Menorah. That's the Tzur of the Mishkan. The Mishkan has to have a nice smell, and it has to be lit up. This is still, besides that, it's Avad and Avoida of the Lokas and Eretz. But when we're asking in the Melechas HaMishkan over here, we're within the Dovis, Shemen Lamoyer and the Ktoiris is Mitzad, the Tzuras HaMishkan. That the Mishkan has to be lit up with the Menorah and have the ketores for a nice smell. So it's not midina karbanis shavoy. Otherwise, you would have mentioned chite for the menaches v'chule. Now it's interesting. The pasuk says shemen lamor, shemen for the menorah, and besamim for the shemen amishcha. So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks, you also need shemen for the shemen amishcha. It says shemen for the mor and besamim for the shemen amishcha. It's also shemen for the shemen amishcha. So one derech he says that the shemen of the shemen amishcha is also a besamim. The shemen amishcha has many different ingredients. One of the main ingredients, obviously, is shemen zayis, besides all the other ingredients that you add in. But that's also called besamim. Also, matcha how you read the hemshach pasuk, shemen lamar, and then besamim with shemen amishcha, and then the last two words with l'ktoiris asamim. Do you read it besamim for the shemen amishcha and besamim for l'ktoiris asamim? Or it's v'lektoires and v'lektoires hasamim, the samim that you need for it. Toires is the title. Then I had to read the pasuk. Ba'osuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. There's a famous machlokes rishonim. The Sipurna says that the emes, the whole musag of mishkan, is only after the chet ha'egel. Before the chet ha'egel, the matzav was molechol or kvoidoi. There wasn't supposed to be bechalal a specific art where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpish kinasai molech ala arat kvaydi. Only after the Chet HaEgel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he had to be mitzamtzem mokem hashuras hashchina. And the Ramban argued stark. The Ramban says Avada, there was a musag of Mishkan even before Egel. It's be'etzem, there's an inyan of having, as even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was molech ala arat kvaydi, there's an inyan of a mokem mitzamtzem. But in the Sifurin, it's mashed that this whole musag of Mishkan is not l'chatchila. Lulei Chet HaEgel would be a massiv of molech ala arat kvaydi. So I'm not sure why when Mashiach comes is a third Beis HaMikdash, the Chorif HaKeret, when you come back to the tikkun of the Chet and you go back to the way it was supposed to be, the way it was supposed to be was the matzav of Koidim HaChet, which is Molich HaLaretz Kvayt. If they know, Vais is this fourth and you know, a mokum mitzumtzum. The Emes says, what's Takit of Shat and the Ramban? It's Takim Molich HaLaretz Kvayt. So you can be Mazbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech and he's also an Av. So Avad is a Melech, Molech HaLaretz Kvayt, but we have also a Bezundarik here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mokum mitzumtzum. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashmash Chinosim. Yeah, there's a word from Rav Hutner. There's two places the Torah talks about building, and that's time it talks about it. By Arichus, it discusses the oifen, how you build, the size, the measurements, the pratim, by the Tevas Noyach, and by the Mishkan. And he says, that's the two binyonim. And he says, when he writes in the Michtov, when there's an inyan of the binyan ha-yeshiva, when a person's boina yeshiva, a yeshiva says he really has two mataris. On one hand, the yeshiva is a Tevas Noyach. There's a marvel out there. And Avadim Muzayin in our yeshiva, Rabbi said, there's a marvel out there, a marvel of Kfira and Ala Gefer Lechazachim. And a yeshiva, the binyan, is a Tevas Noyach of the marvel. But on the other hand, that's all what a yeshiva is. Nor for the Shlili, that it's to save you from the marvel.
A yeshiva is a mokum of his alas, it's a mokum of Ashur, it's a shechina of the Mishkan that the Dordeya can come to even higher madrigas. But it's not a stira. There's both Madaras in the yeshiva. So you do it, the stifle writes in the Mishkan, it's Negeya, that even a bocher that's the slide to learn nisht, however, it's better he should be in Kaisla yeshiva. Lighter than he should be in under places? No, better he should be in a yeshiva. Pilim learned nisht. Va'asul imiktash v'shachanti v'soicham, the Zohar says, Al-Sheikh I think says that at some shot b'soicham b'soich alechad v'echad, the Zohar talks about how every person really is like a mokam hamikdash. Every, and even goes barichas. And Avishachayim talks about this also in Shar Aleph, how every aver of a person is comparable to one of the kalim of the Mishkan and the mikdash that a mensch is a base hamikdash. And then the Avishachayim he says a madal de kazach. He talks barichas how what selam aleikim means, that a person really is. After when the Eibishter created the world, he was mashpia through all the olamos elyonim down to this world. But now that he gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, it's the other way around. A yid, by doing Torah umitzvos, is really makayim the whole world, and by doing averus, can cause terrible kilkulim in the olamos, in all the olamos, and the mela back down in this world. The says faker etzem. Every time a person does a Torah mitzvah, he has a hashpa on the olamos elyonim, and the mela they say the rishtalus it goes back and has an effect bein l'ra and bein l'toiv on this world. And he writes that when a person does an Aveira, even a hearer Aveira, it makes a terrible pagam. And he says, when Titus HaRosha and Nebuchadnezzar, when they came into the base of Migdosh, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mayim Tchunim Tochan, it was really destroyed already. The Ruch Nisubai was already destroyed, and Beret Pagay given Klai Yisrael Aleim. And even Bizman Azeh, a Yid that had a hearer Aveira, is doing an Erger Azat than Titus HaRosha when he went in Mamashin to the Mokam HaMikoydish Kadoshim. Because the pagam is that every person is va'osuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. Person has to say to realize that it's a mavel to gazach to see in the nefshachayim shahalat or dalat of such. How a person is the one that's mashpi on the veld kaseder. Every hearer of avera, every hearer of mitzvah, every pula. Va'osuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham is a mitzvah essay deraisa binyan beis abchira. The Rambam has a whole halacha hilchas beis abchira. That is interesting. The Rambam brings the halacha. Perak Aleph Halachas Beis Abchira Halachas Yud Beis Ein Mevatlan Tinoike Shel Beis Rabin Lebinyan Beis Hamikdash. You're not Mevatlan Tinoike Shel Beis Rabin. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Kuf Yud Tes. Now it's interesting. The Rif brings down this Gemara in Perak LaYachbor. The Babasva. There's a whole sugis over there about Malamdei Tinoikeis. So he brings down this Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, not in Babasva. But the Rif in Babasva brings down this Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes. Mevatlan Ein Mevatlan Tinoike Shel Beis Rabin Lebinyan Beis Abchira. So the Shaila is, why does the Rif bring it down? The Rif is only bringing down halachas that are negeya, bizman hazeh. The Rambam brings all the halachas, but the Rif only brings bizman hazeh. So Rav Osher said, pshat, the Rif, in the sugis of Abbas, the Layachbar, the Rif is saying here, not a halacha, hilchas beis hamikdash, he's saying a halacha, hilchas talmud Torah. How choshev is the lamdei tinoikos? That's the sugis of Layachbar. The Rif is bringing it in Layachbar, in the halachas of talmud Torah. How choshev is malam tinoikis zoltir good vitzin? This is the measurement. Ein mevatlan tinoikis al beis raven afilu for binyan beis hamikdash. That's how important it is. And if that's a choshev is zaytza machloikis, the Rambam brings down this halach in hilchas beis hamikdash, not in hilchas talmud Torah. It's a beis hamikdash tikka halach. Hilchas beis abchira. Ein mevatlan tinoikis al beis raven binyan beis hamikdash. But the Rif is bringing it to talmud Torah to get it. It's negev as manazeh as is all good vitzin. Vi choshev is das malam tinoikis. Afilu for given binyan beis hamikdash yet we wouldn't be mevatlan. Laharis chashivas atayr. The pasuk says, "Kechol asher ani maro oischa v'chein tasu." The way I'm showing it to you now, this is how you should do it, which is l'chayra going on the Mishkan. Now we know be'emes there was four. There are four makoymas. There was the Mishkan, which was oivrim imakam l'makam shiloi noy v'givon, and then there's the three batei mikdash. Right? There was two batei mikdash, and l'asad lavi. There's going to be a third base of mikdash. Zok the Chasam Sofer in Shuva, Kechol Asher Nimara Oischa is not only going on the Mishkan. The Eibush is already saying here that you should know I'm going to show you various Nevuas. And every time I'm being Mitzavi, you ready now by the Mishkan. Kechol Asher Nimara Oischa. Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaRishayim was also, there was a Nevuah to David and Shloima. Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, there's Nevuas to Ezra. And Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, there's Nevuas in Yecheskel. It's all in the Krois of Tanakh. And it all goes back to this Pasuk. Otherwise, how do you make it different than the Mishkan? Hashem was Mitzavi to do it like the Mishkan. Terence is out stating the Torah. Kechol Asher Ani Maroi. So the way I'm going to show you Lahasid to David, Ezra, Yecheskel, that's the way how you're going to build the various Mokam HaMikdash. You have the Arayin, Amasayim V'chetzi Arkoi, V'amah V'chetzi Rochboi, V'amah V'chetzi Kemosoi. By the Arayin, all the measurements are halves. In Torah, a person has to always realize Yesh loy mona roitz masayim. So what's zayin azay? In Torah, what's happened to Shifas? And you should always feel, a man should only spear an afartaka. You shouldn't feel that you're already finished. You always have more to do. You always did half. It's an inyan of anova, but it's more than just anova. It's a havana and realizing there's always more to do. It's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin that Chof Tess. The Gemara says, Omer Chizki, minayin shekol ha-moisif goyreya. How do you know when a person's moisif is goyreya? Shenemar, Omer alikim lo yisoyich lo yimenev lo yisigu boy. That by Adam Arishoyin, he added on to the tzivay lo yisigu boy, and that caused all problems. So Chava thought, I touched it, nothing happened. Don't add more, it causes problems. Rav Mishrashia says a different makar. Rav Mishrashia oimer mehocha, amasayim v'chetzi arka. Because by the Aron it says, amasayim v'chetzi arka. Rav Ashi oimer ashtei esrei yirias. When do you see in these psukim that if you're moisif, it's gereya? So Rashi says, by the pasuk amasayim v'chetzi arka, it's the aleph of amasayim. By saying amasayim v'chetzi arka, it means 2.5 amas. But if it would have just said masayim v'chetzi arka, without the aleph of amasayim, I would think it's 200 amas. 200.5 amas, they're much bigger. So by adding the extra aleph, we were moisif, it was gereya, it made the aron smaller. Correct him, Arshah, if it says 200, you think 200 would mean 200 amas? Maybe it's 200, it's voice. 200 millimeters, 200 something else. Now that it says amosayim, so it's an amma. But if you take out the aleph and it's the number of mosayim, so how would you know it's 200 amas? Maybe it would even be a smaller measurement. As I frekta marsho, the Rishash brings, and the Emes as I say in the Gra, a different shot. The extra letter that's being discussed here is the vav. Amosayim v'chetzi arkay. If you take out the vav, it's amosayim chetzi arkay. Half of its length was 2. But it would really be 4. Amasayim is chetzi arkay. The vav makes it 2 amas as opposed to it would have been 4 amas. So he's up to grow. The ma'aseh, the other pshat is ashtei esrei yirias, and I guess without the ayin it would have been shtei esrei yirias. That's more similar to Rashi's pshat. The tavoi sa'orin yiu ha'badim lo yasuru mimenu. The chinuch talks in mitzvah tzadivav barichas the inyan that the badim always have to stay inside the oren. You have to always be ready to take it. It's machmas showing kavod to the kelim of the mikdash. The Meshech Chochma says a different pshat, an interesting pshat, why the badim always have to stay in the Aron. Because we know that the emes is, what's the purpose of the badim? To carry the kelim. Every one of the kelim HaMishkan has to be carried. You need a badim. Over the emes is that by Arloin was noiseyas noisof. Right? It was noiseyas noisof. You didn't have to really be carried. We dafka put the badim always, and you can't even take them out, to show you that it's not necessary. The same way he gives a marshal, the menorah we light it even by the day. Why? To show you that it's not lo'iru itself. By lighting it even when we don't need it, shows you that that's not really the purpose. Similarly, the badim have to always be there. By the aron, keep the badim there even when you're not traveling. That brings out the point that even when you are traveling, that's not the purpose of the badim. I mean, the badim have to be there even when you're not traveling. That's not their matar. Because aron noisy is noisy. The Chavetz Chaim is a different pshat al pidrush. The badim are a symbol for the toim chaya toira. That even someone that's a Toymech Torah, a person can't say, I don't have to keep the Torah, I'll be a Toymech Torah. Even the Toymech Torah has to say that, be tzabundan tzazam with the Torah. Lo yasuru mimenu. That's like the Chavetz Chaim. Now there's a lot of deraisa, lo yasuru mimenu, it's in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. So it's interesting, there's a Gemara in Makis, of Chafal from the day, a Mishnah of Emes. The Mishnah says, yesh chayrish telem echad, v'chayiv alav mishm shmoyin alav. And a person could plow one maisa charisha and he's be over 8 lavin. Because he was chayrish b'shor b'chamor and it was mukdashin, it was klaim b'kerim, it was shvius, it was yontif, he's a kohen and a nozer and a beis hakvaros. Machlokes is b'shoyin where you get the 8. Frek the Gemara, there's only 8, I have more cases. And the Gemara b'arichas finds more. Taichat varam, the Gemara asks, v'ha'ika meziach ha'choshen v'meser b'adei oroin, that you'll be over also the hasoras b'adei oroin. So the Ritva learns pshat, it means that a guy takes out the b'adei oroin and he brings it to his field and he goes plowing. Frek the Oracle there, that's not the pshat. He was over a half hour ago when he took the badim out of the Mishkan. Now he's in his field, he's already over. Maybe kol rega v'rega, you're over for not returning it, but v'vasotis to the charisha. So the Oracle there wants to pshat, no. You're plowing with a regular cow, and this koyin v'nozit v'yontif, the Beis HaKvaros, in the Klai Kerem, is plowing in the field, and as he's plowing, the machresha pulls off the badim of the aron. And as he's plowing with the maisa charisha, he pulls off the badim of the aron. As I learned the pshat. It's interesting, Ara, though, in the Rambam and Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, HaMeser Echad Min HaBadim Min HaTavoyis Loikev. You take off one of the two Badim, you like it. I could have heard maybe the Lav is only when you take off both. But the Rambam says, first you're over even when you take off one. But there's a Shalom Dachroim. What's the Pshat? Some say, because by taking off one, so now you really don't have the Badim. missing one already, so now you can't carry. But Ebezoi, if you take off, if one of them is already off, and you take off the second one, so then you're not over. If I carry, it's already not carried. Oh, but Andrew say no. Hamaser shnei bad they are, and like a shmoyin. It's too separate. You can get a lot for kol bad, kol bad the bad. The menorah. So b'shem d'arizal that every chelik of the menorah is going on Torah. That the shisha konim is connected to the shisha sidrei mishnah. The konim and tsoi is on Torah shabiksav, and from them come to Torah shabalpeh. The arba gevim is pshat remez drush v'soi paradise, and the kaftorim and the prochem, the kaftorim and the prochem asach zogin is the pilpul shel Torah. But the oystrik is that even the pilpulim, the kaftorim and the prochem, the chasam sefer also writes this miksha achad mimene yeh. Even pilpulei Torah and chedushim as was coming from the Torah alone. Nitzam zogin from mibachutz, we mazogin from mitoich the Torah. Miksha achad, miksha echas. In the Urias. The Urias were 28 amas long, and each one was 4 amas wide, and they attached them 5 and 5, and then they put them together with lulois. The Me'iri and Erev in Daftes, there's a sugi in Erev, the Gemara has a machloikis. What is lovud? Right? There's a halacha l'moshe misini of lovud. The Gemara has a machloikis. Is lovud that if it's within a certain shear, it's considered ki'ilu, it's there, it's ki'ilu on the ground, ki'ilu attached. Is it 3 tvachim or 4 tvachim? Machloikis. We pass in lovud is 3 tvachim. With less than 3 tefachim, actually, is love. The Meiri says, what's the makar that less than 3 tefachim is love? And he makes a cheshbon like this. He says the Urias was 28 amis long. 28 amis is 168 tefachim. Now this 168 tefach, there was 2 parts. We attached them with lulois. There were 50 lulois. He assumes each lul was 2 etzbois. That means the lulois themselves took up 25 tefachim. So that's 168 minus 25 is 143. So on this length of 143 tefachim, you put 50 lulois. That means between each lul is a drop less than 3 tefachim. And the 2 urias have to be attached. How is it attached? It wasn't totally attached. Between each lul is a space. There it says, yeah, but it's less than 3 tefachim. It comes out exactly a little bit less than 3 tefachim because it was 143 tefachim with 50 lulois. The pella is, there was also urias izim on top. And the urias izim was 30 amas, which is a little bigger. 30 amas is 180 tefachim. You minus that off, you're still, you caught off the lulois, the 50 lulois, it still is 155. It's a drop more than 3 tefachim. If you marry making the cheshbon, go out aside, and you see that love is a little bit more than 3 tefachim. I'm clearing a few different machshavas. First of all, maybe the urias izim, maybe there's bachlam odin that it has to be v'chibarta. That it has to be mamish attached. Maybe this lumbus of love is only in the bottom urea, that's the one that's really covering the mishkan, that's the one that has to be attached. Or, I once wanted to clarify a big chiddush. The Urias Izim had Serach Ha'odif. There was one arm more on each side. Maybe the attachment wasn't there. Maybe that Serach Ha'odif was opened. Maybe the attachment of the Lulois was only on the 28 Amas of the Urias Izim, not the last Amas. The last Amas was open. Or maybe the Lulois in the Urias Izim were a little thicker. And each one was a little bit more, so it adds up to it. But then I don't know where the Miri got Bechlal, that it was two Etzbois to begin with. You have to know what the Cheshma can be. Stay in the pasuk weiter. You make the krushim atzei shitim oimdim. The Gemara says in Sukkot daf mem hey, Omar Chizki, Omar Rav Yirmiyah, Mishim Rav Shim ben Yochai, Kol haMitzvos Kulon Ein Adam Yoytzi Ben Ela Derech Gedilason. Shenemar atzei shitim oimdim. You always have to do a mitzvah derech gedilason. So Rashi, what does that mean? By the krushim, by the amudim, the lulav, the hadas, and the arava. By these mitzvahs, it has to be derech gedilason. You have to hold your dalad meaning derech gedilason. The emphasis I saw, Rabbi Shulai Diskin says, a chiddush, that the oren also, the oren, the kale, the clay amishkon, when they were made, the wood of the oren has to be derech gedilosim. Meshachok, meschoylik. Dovzach Rashi's meduik man. On this din of Atzi Shitimayim, the Rashi said it's going on the krushim, the amudim, and the dalad minim. He doesn't say it's going on the oren and the shulchan, that the wood of the oren and the shulchan has to be derech gedilosim. Now, by lulav for sure, it's brought down la'alocha, in Arachayim, Simetev, Reish, Nun, Aleph, Sif, Beis, that you have to hold your lulav derech gedilosim. The shaila then becomes, so how do you do nanuim? And not everyone knows this, but the Ramah brings down over there in Shimon Tafresh and Aleph, Sif Tes, he brings down that how do you do the nanuim? That you have to go in the 6 directions. And first he brings down a daya, that when you do it the direction of down, you turn your lulav upside down, you go down. In every direction you go. You go sideways, this way, up, and then you totally turn it upside down. But then he brings a sheet that it says, no, you can't turn it upside down because then it's not going to be derech gedilosim. So you don't go down upside down. Machloikis. And the Ramaz Machriya Kisvar Rishoyim, that you should turn it upside down. The Taz says no, that we pass in that no, that you shouldn't turn it upside down. And that's a tumul in the Paisa. I don't think the Olam is like, I didn't see anyone. Mamish turns it upside down. Asderach Gedilasa. Now what's the Eitzel? Like the Shita that you turn it upside down, what's the Pshat? I, it's not Derach Gedilasa. Right? We're not talking about a lulav from Australia, which the Bikur Yaakov said, and maybe Faker, you should not call it that way because it grew upside down from the other side. Merenda lulav from the tribe. Merenda lulav from this side of the globe. That says Abazundarishayel, the Bikur Yaakov, Afanorat, and Tafesh Nanal. Merenda normal lulav. So, the Pshat and the Man Yomer that you turn it upside down is because you're still holding it right side up. Your hands are still on the bottom of the lulav, you're still holding it up the right way. You turned it upside down, but you're still holding it from that edge, from the Derech Kedilusa. But it's a machlokes. The Shaila is, according to the Shita, that's makbid not to turn it upside down. So how do you even do it sideways? Sideways is also not Derech Kedilusa. So the Gro brings that it's a Shaila. Is Derech Kedilusa only a problem if it's totally upside down? Or sideways also? I know a lot of people, they don't know what they're doing. They don't turn it upside down, but even by the sideways one, like they're not sure, should they mamash make it sideways or not? So they go up as halfway, you know. Either do it sideways, or bring it totally derech kedilusa up in each direction. But what this pshar is, I'm not sure. But upon him, it's a shaila, does derech kedilusa mean as long as it's not totally upside down, or sideways is also a problem? And the pshar is like this. If sideways is also a problem, so then for character, you're allowed to turn it upside down. Because if even sideways is a problem, and how do we do it sideways, must be you're relying on the fact that you're still holding it the right way. So you might as well turn it upside down also. The Shita that doesn't turn it upside down, he holds you can turn it sideways, because sideways is taka considered still derech kedilusa. But you should not turn it upside down, because upside down is already taka, a chasar of derech kedilusa. So I have a machlokes by Dalit mean, and what should be the din, is derech kedilusa only upside down or also sideways? What's very interesting is that there's a mice in the Torah in Siman Tafresh Lamed. This is not put down in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah brings down in Siman Tafresh Lamed. The Mechaber doesn't bring it down. The Ramah also not. But the Torah brings down Yesh Medaktikim, that when you make your walls of your sukkah, that the wood of the walls should be standing right side up. And right away, the Torah is Cholik. He says, how could you have a Zakpeda? The walls of a sukkah Hakok Sherim Lutfonis. The walls could be made out of Eben also. Can be made out of an elephant. Can be made out of anything. So dafka by when it's wood, you have to be makbid, it should be right side up. So what is b'chav shan the yesh medaktikin? Zok the bach, the yesh medaktikin holds in a chanami. You want to make it out of stone? That's very nice. But if you're doing it with wood, you can't say an upside down wood is worse, not worse than a stone. No, if you're picking wood, do it the right way. Derech kedilusa. You can't say nisht erigavi ashtein. Ashtein is ashtein. An upside down wood is upside down wood. And you have to be makbid. Or the bach is another eitzah, which I don't want to get involved in the derichas, that is the shita that holds that even the funnest of the sukkah have to be dafka. It's telling the Rabbi Yoshia, Rav Zion with the Rav Yoh, that Rabbi Yoshia says you need tilsim merubah mechamos in the tfunnest, the Rav Yoh says you need all the dinam of schach in the tfunnest. And yes, you have to be makbid, that the same way in the schach there's a zakpeda, all the halachas of schach have to apply by the tfunnest. Frek the bach, you're telling me that the reason the walls of your sukkah have to be right side up, and the same way the second mahalach, you can't use stone either. We're going like the Yesh Medach can hold like the Rav Yoh, but that's Rav Yoshim. The Yitak can't make it fun as a sukkah out of stone. You have to make a dafka out of something that's kosher l'schach and standing up wood. Frek the bach. But the schach itself is not standing right up. The schach is sideways. You tell me that by the walls of your sukkah, because of the Rav Yoh, but that's Rav Yoshim, you have to be machbir, that the walls of your sukkah should be right side up. Asoy be the schach, because we hold like the Shita that the funnest has to be like the schach. Gewalt, the schach itself doesn't have to be derech kedilusa. Zok the bach tut rutzen. One teretz is, no, derech kedilusa is only that it can't be upside down. Sideways is not a problem. And then he says another teretz. Shiny schach di efsher being in acher. Meaning, taka sideways is also a problem. By schach, what could you do? There's no choice. But by the tfonis, where it's possible, you have to go right side up. The two pshatim in the bach, as this two pshatim, we're clearing by Lulav, is derech kedilusa only required? That shouldn't be upside down, or even it's not allowed to be sideways. It's enough kmina, like according to Rabbi Shmuel Leib, that even the clay on Mikdash had to be derech kedilusa. That you have to be makbid that the wood is standing up or sideways. No, so Rabbi, it's not upside down. In the krushim, you have the briach atichoim, the toicha krushim. The Targum Yonason writes that the briach atichoim came from the eshel of Avram Avinu, Vayita eshel, the Be'er Sheva. It came from that eshel. That says the krushim we know came from Eitzim of Yaakov Avinu. But the Briach HaTichon came from Avraham Avinu. So I was clearing up the hair. The Mishkan is a symbol of the things that are in the Barum Shalom that keep the world going. Torah, Avodah, and Chesed. The Krushim comes from Yaakov Avinu, which is Torah and Emes. Over the Briach HaTichon in the Mishkan alone, which is the Iker, the Karbonis and Avodah. Right? The Etzem Karbonis is going to be Avodah. The Krushim is Torah, is Yaakov. But the Briach HaTichon, there has to be a basis of Chesed in the Mishkan also. And the basis of the Chesed is the Briach HaTichon that goes through everything, goes through all the Krushim. That basis of the Briach HaTichon are right in the Krushim. Torah is Chesed, Al Hashem. You need the Chesed are right in the Torah. The Briach HaTichon is from Avraham Avinu. Shalom, Shalom. Ve'ekamtes HaMishkan kimishpatoi. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos says, what does it mean, kimishpatoi? T'chiyesh mishpat le'etzim. Zok Yerushalmi, ele keresh ezochel yinosin b'tzofen, yinosin b'tzofen b'dorim, yinosin b'dorim. Every keresh has its place. A tzofen dike keresh has to be in the tzofen. It's interesting, the Magen Avraham brings down in Siman Ches and Hilchos Tzitzis that a person should put a small piece of beged. A lot of people are annoyed like that. They have a little piece of a beged. Some people put the metal even, silver, all kind of things at the top of their talis to realize which is the front tzitzis and which is the back. I didn't see so many people amak put on talis cotton to do that, much of why. Some people maybe, yeah, but by talis gadol, we have a simen for it that you should know that the front one should always be the front ones, the back one should always be the back ones. Azoivi we see by the crushing. But the Arizal is chaylik, which the Bura brings, the Arizal is chaylik, and there are people that are annoyed like the Arizal. And if you'll notice, the people that are knowing that the Arizal, they don't have anything on the top of the talus. Meaning Chabad, always the Arizal, they don't have anything on the top of their talus. There's no way to tell, which after a while you can tell. But originally, there's no way to tell which is the front, because by Krushim, there's Exeris HaKosim. They come to some Mishkan Kimishpatoi. But otherwise, there's no reason by Tzitzis, you have to have this paid. So it's a Machlai, it's Magen Avraham and the Arizal. The Malachas HaMishkan are learned out by the Makar for the Lametes Malachas of Shabbos. Can you do it? The Gemara in Baba Kama, that Beis Amar Aleph. It's also the Gemara in Shabbos and the Fahin Hei, that's Adivov. Gemara in Krisus. That whatever was in the Mishkan, that's what's Kiveh for Shabbos. Now there's a Shail in the Girsa, Tyson Baba Kama and Shabbos, other places they talk about the Shail in the Girsa. There's a few different Pshatim. One Girsa is, Hach the Hav of the Mishkan, Chashiva, the Kari La'av. The loy have of the Mishkan, loy chashiva. The Kari Lei told him. According to that Girsa, it's totally only in Mishkan. Whatever was in the Mishkan, that's what's chashiv. That's what counts. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan, that's not chashiv. That doesn't count. It's totally in the Mishkan. But there's another Girsa that says no. Hach to have of the Mishkan v'chashiva. Kari Lei av. Hach the loy have of the Mishkan v'loy chashiva. Kari Lei told him. According to that thing, you need two things. It has to be. It was chashiv in the Mishkan. Not stamazay. It was noyig in the Mishkan. It was chashiv in the times of the Mishkan. There's another Girsa. Hach to have a Mishkan Chashiva, Kari Le'av. Hach to loyav of Mishkan Chashiva, Kari Le'toldo. Some say you need both again. The Maram and Baba Kama says Gorach Chedesh. He says it's Bechlal not totally in Mishkan. It's totally only if it's Choshev. Why does the Gemara stress Mishkan? Because it's totally if it was Choshev in the times of the Mishkan. But not that it was actually done in the Mishkan. The Moid of Chashiva is totally if it was Choshev in the times of the Mishkan. But it's Bechlal not totally in Mishkan. The passage though is totally in Mishkan. There is a very interesting Machloikis Rishoyim. The Gleitao. In the Hakadoma, he talks about the Lametes Malachas. He has an Arichas about a Machloikis Rishonim. The first 11 Malachas are Sidura de Pas. That's when the Malachas are broken into sets. 7, 9, 11, 13. It's connected to 39 Chulis on the Tzitzis. Shabbos and Shachol connected all the Mitzvahs. Tzitzis is connected all the Mitzvahs. There's Inyanim in them. Over the first 11 Malachas is called Sidura de Pas from Zireya, Chrisha, Zriya, all the way through Oif. Those are the first 11. Where were those Malachas in the Mishkan? So you do what Rashi says in Kama Mekoymes, because by the Samamonim, they needed to make the colors in the wool, Chelas Argomet Lashoni. The way you make colors was through certain plants that used to grow, and you have to plant it, and Bizereya, and Chayrish, and Kaitzer, and everything, and finally you mafashal it, and then it comes. Just a few Mekoymes for that. First of all, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Memtes. And Rashi, here's where the Shal of Girsa. Some of the Gemara's on the first, you see, but here's the Shal of Girsa. The Gemara that Memtes says, at least according to Rashi's Girsa, Kol Malach HaShayim HaMishkan, Heim Zoru, Atem Lois Tizru. Heim Kotzru, V'Atem Lois Tizru. Rashi's Girsa over there, Heim Zoru, V'Kotzru, Es HaSamim Monim, Atem Lois Tizru. The first in Rashi, it's going on the Samim Monim. The Emes, there's another Gemara in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalet. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalet asks, Rav Papa asks, Why did the Tana say Oifen? The 11th Malacha, the last set of the series of Sidur in the past, is Oifen. In fact, the Gemara, why did it say Oifen? Wouldn't it be better to say Bishel? The Iker is Bishel. The Samamonim was Bishel. You didn't bake the Samamonim, you cooked it. So Faket, the Mishnah should say Bishel. Shovak Tana, Bishel, Samamonim, the Han of the Mishkan. Venokat Oifen, the Loyan of the Mishkan. And for the Gemara, if you love John the Terrorist, and for the Gemara, Tana Sidur in the past, Noka. The Tana wanted to say the Seder of why you make pass. How you make pass. Why Takavesa or something. The Tana wanted to go to the Seder of how you make pass. But where's the Makar? That's in the Iker Malacha is Bishel, not Oifen. You have to know if Oif is a Toldo or Oif is Oichet and Ah, Nishmai Nishmuzias. Oh, but the Gemara said the Iker is Bishel from the Samamon. And just one more Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Gimel. The Mishnah says there's different shiurim. Some malachas have a shiur, a minimum. But certain malachas not. The Mishnah says, Chayr is kosher. Charish, even a kosher is malach. Why is that the Gemara? Why? If you plow a kosher of land, what is it right for? Roy leklach echad shal samamonim. Shahayi v'mishkan. It's right to plant one little plant that will be for the samamonim. So even charish a kosher. So we see Kama Gemara's here. And that Mentes, and that Ayindalit, and that Kuf Gimel, that it's also the samamonim. Mi'idach Gisa, there's a Tshuvas Rambam, he brings Rav Hai Goin. Rav Hai Goin says, no, that we learn out the Sidur of the past from the Menachas. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had to be Makav Karbonis and Menachas and all kinds of things. So you had to plant wheat for the Menachas. So that's the Sidur of the past. And the Emes Kishmak, it goes to Shitasi. By the Melach of Haitzah, there's a Rashi in the Tzadi Beis. The Mishnah says for Haitzah, Bein B'yaminoi, Mishnah that Tzadi Beis, Hamoiti Bein B'yaminoi, Bein B'smoiloi, B'toichekoi, Al Kseifov. Anyway, Yechai, Rashi says, because anyway, how you carry? By the crush, they would carry the crush, and you carry it on your left shoulder, right? Anyway. But then Rashi himself brings B'shem Rabbein and Yitzchak by Yehuda Matzosi. Sha'om, B'shem Rav Haigoin, that he found Yerushalmi, that Rav Haigoin brings, that when the Mishnah says, Yeminoi, Smoiloi, Cheki, and Kseifov, it's going on a person that's being makriv, the karbonis, the nesochen of the carbon. And it's Shemen Echad B'yaminoi, Shemen Echad B'smoiloi, Ketoiris B'cheikoi, V'chavitin Al-Kseifoi. Vaita, by the Menachas. This is Rav Haigoin L'Shitasa. They learn it out from the Menachas. Now, the Pashas, it's a Machloikis. That says, Rashi says we don't learn it out from this. Why? Because Rashi, we discussed this at the beginning, Rashi says we only learn it out from the things that were from the Nedava of the original building of the Mishkan. Melechas HaMishkan, according to Rashi, means the creation of the Mishkan. We even asked at the beginning, why did it say Shemen Lamor? Where does that Shemen come in? That's later for the Avodah. So we said, no, the Mishkan has to be lit up. And the Keteris, the Mishkan has to have a nice smell. But perhaps we're only discussing the Tzuras HaMishkan, the Melechas Bnias HaMishkan, not the Melechas Avodah HaMishkan. So Rashi, Bedikta Brav, always says Samimonim. And when he gets to the Krushim, when he gets to Haitzah, he says the Krushim, the building of the Krushim. Rashi will never say that any of the Malachas will be from the Menachas or things like that. Rav Haigoin is obviously arguing. Rav Haigoin is learning that even from not only from the Malachas of the creation of the Mishkan, who are then from the Malachas of the Avodas HaMishkan? Now Rav Haigoin is Mamash Pella. This Kamakash, we'll ask two Kashas bigger on Rav Haigoin, then I will say the word. One Kash is the Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Hay. The Gemara declares Shoychet Mishum Mai. Shoychet is one of the Lama Test Malachas. Clears to the Gemara, why is Shoychet the Malacha? Why is Shoychet the Malacha? And the Gemara declares, well, maybe it's Tzoyveya, because they used to paint when they created the Samamonim, so by Shechtim you're painting. Or it's Netilas Neshama. Two options. Gemafregan Akash. Shoychet Mishum Mai. Zoyveya Mishum Mai. Mishum Zoyrei. Chayrish Mishum Mai. Mishum Chayrish. Shoychet Mishum Shoychet. They shechted Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rav Haigoin, there was Shechita in the Mishkan. Shoychet Mishum Shoychet. What was that from Zuchim and Pshatim? Why did Rashi, that were only coming from the creation of the Mishkan, Frek the Gemara, Shoychet Mishumai, there was no Shechita in the creation of the Mishkan. So where do you see in the creation of the Mishkan a Malacha that we say that Shechita is a Malacha? So the Gemara either say Veya, or in the Tilas Neshama. But according to Rav Haigoin, that we don't have from the Karbanis also, so the Gemara is up, and Shoychet Mishum Kaisav, and Shoychet Mishum Shoychet, what's that in Zuch? Atzvei Tekashi, the Gemara asked, we mentioned already, the Gemara asked, why did you say in the Tana Oife? The Iker is Bishel. Right? The Bishel Samamonim is the Iker, why did you say Oife? After the Gemara, Tara, it's Sidura de Pasnak. According to Rav Haigoin, there was a fear. Lechem upon him. Lechem upon him, they were Oife, the Gemara should say. It says Oife, it was also the Iker in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Egli Tal, he wants to be Masber, that is a chiluk, a yisoid is the chiluk between Rashi and Rav Haigoin. Rashi learns out the Melechas HaMishkan from the creation of the Mishkan. It's a gilui milsa b'yalma. Whatever is required from the creation of the Mishkan, that's what the Malach on Shabbos. And I'll even add a knesh. You think they Taka had to plant all those things for the Samamona? What if they already had Chelas and Argomen and Talashoni already prepared? It was a problem. This is Dilna Shema. What was be wrong? I don't know if they actually did it or not, but the Samamona that's necessary require the process of going through Harisha, Zriya, until everything. So you need it. Rav Hagen Takalans it even from the Avoida of the Mishkan, from the Karbonis. But the Rav Hagen is a direct tsushtel. It's a tsushtel. Whatever was not mutter to do in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, that's what's usher on Shabbos. Whatever was usher on Shabbos in the Mishkan, that's what's usher against Levin, against Yar, and all the Doris. Whatever was usher on Shabbos in the Mishkan, that's what's usher on Shabbos. Shchita. Shchita's Karbonis is Doicha Shabbos. Shchita's Karbonis is Doicha Shabbos. You can't learn out from Shchita. According to Rav Hagen, the Yalfus is whatever was taka usher to do in the Mishkan on Shabbos, not only in the Mishkan, who are the Ladoiris, that's usher on Shabbos. Shchita, you can't learn out from. Shchita is Doicha Shabbos. In Makrov Karbonis. Lechem upon him, the fear of Lechem upon him is a machlokes, but it's Doicha Shabbos. You can't learn out from him. Oh, where do we learn that from Rav Hagen? From Menachas. Preparations of Menachas. They had to plant wheat to get wheat for the Menachas. Say that. You're not allowed. That's not Doicha Shabbos. That's Rav Hagen said that we're allowed to learn that also from the Malachas and Mishkan. Means things that were taka osur to do on Shabbos in the Mishkan. But to go ask, we ask from Shoichet Mishamai. Can't play Misham Shoichet. Shoichet is not an osur on Shabbos. It's mutter. It's a mitzvah. And who had the Nafi's lechem upon? But upon him, that's the Machlokes of Hagen and Rashi. If we're learning that only from the creation of the Mishkan, or also the avoid this, Mishkan.